At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. This is our third hour of the night. If you want to catch the whole show, you can use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. You can also grab us wherever you get your podcast. If you just like to dive right in and swim with us, we are going upstream. Hop on in. Water's warm. Don't know what any of that was supposed to mean. But sometimes you start saying things and you just kind of have to figure it out and hope that nobody thinks you're a huge loser, or at least they don't get exposed to the fact that you are. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number, 888-710-4476. Carlos, your Chicago Cubs doing something pretty fascinating tonight. Go Cubs, go!
You don't say.
I got a stat from Jesse Rogers. He says, this is the seventh time this season that the Cubs have scored 10 or more runs, their most through 25 games of a season since 1895. So they played 25 games, and seven of those times, they've had at least 10 runs. No other team this year has done it more than three times. They do it tonight, beating the Dodgers. And if you look at some of the MLB standings, I think I'm going to have to, when we do our worst in five power rankings tomorrow, I'm going to have to not be a hater. I left the Cubs out of my top five last week.
Sure did.
I can't be that big of a hater. They have the best run differential in the league at plus 42. They are 15-10 and lead the Central. The Dodgers, for what it's worth, 16-8, which is still very good. Very good. But they are not in first place in the West. Padres are 17-7. And I'm kind of disappointed that the Dodgers aren't better than this. If the Dodgers are going to be the Dodgers, I want to see them be like 20-4 right now. But they're 16-8. I don't know what anybody in New York on the other side of your building would have to complain about. The Yankees 14-10.
Oh, they
Mets 17-7. Oh, they lost today?
Sure did.
Mets won six in a row, though.
Sure did. They're beating tough teams too. You know, Philadelphia. You know, there's no slouch. 1-5-1. So good for them. Good for my wife, who's out of nowhere the most hyped up Mets fan of all time. Where she wound up buying season ticket standing room only passes for the rest of the season.
What?
Yes, you heard me correctly. She bought two standing room only season passes for the remainder of the season. In fact, she wanted to go to the game with me today. And I told her, no, silly goose. I work. I do not want to make that trip. But I thought about it.
So she just goes?
Well, no, she didn't go because she's like, well, screw it. If you're not going to go, I'm just going to take a nap. But then she woke up to watch the game. But she has been fully invested in the Mets season to the tune of, I think, what, $350? Standing room only is not a lot, so she felt that was a steal, and I'm like, hey, good for you. You got the income to do that. Go nuts.
Is this a good deal? I thought this was like a major league-wide thing, but it might just be the Milwaukee Brewers. I got an email that they have a hot dog club.
Mm.
So if you get this hot dog club, here's what it says. I'll just read what it says.
Please.
Brewers Hot Dog Club. Become a member today and get a free hot dog at every home game. Starting May 2nd, you can satisfy your hot dog craving at every Brewers home game this season with an exclusive Hot Dog Club membership. For just $59.99, become a hot dog VIP and get a glizzy at every home game you go to. Welcome to Hot Dog Heaven. Plus, you get an exclusive Hot Dog Club trucker hat, which is really a sharp looking hat, maybe worth $60 alone. Member only experiences, top dog recognition for most hot dogs redeemed. So this is not a ticket to the game. This is a club. If you've already had a ticket to the game, you can then get a free hot dog at every game you go to.
Put it in your mouth.
So who is this for, I wonder?
It's for you.
Well, this hat, the hat alone is pretty cool. But if there's 81 home games and this starts on May 2nd, you've cut out about 15 of them. So you're looking at 65 home games. So to get your hot dogs worth, you got to go to at least, how much is a hot dog? $11?
Yeah.
Maybe nine?
You should go to about six games.
You go about six games, you get a free hot dog. I don't know. I felt like this was a weird one.
Not a bad deal, but you have to do the math. And you have to really commit to getting a hot dog every time you go in there. See, I'm not someone who likes to partake in the same thing over and over. I will be frequenting multiple baseball stadiums this year. I'm going to Citi Field and Yankee Stadium because I have the luxury of two. I like to eat at the different spots to see, you know, what are the ones that I ultimately like and get high marks and then, you know, adjust accordingly. So there's the Buffalo Mac and Cheese at Yankee Stadium. There's nachos at Mets at Citi Field. So, you know, hot dogs are nice and all, but if you don't walk around the concourse, you don't see what's popping. You're not gonna know what else you know delicious treasures you can employ and find out there. Oh, let me tell you, I had a Korean fried chicken sandwich last time.
Oh, KFC.
I went to go see this. Yes, but not Kentucky. The other K. It was Mets Blue Jays game, and it was that sandwich. Was
it SKFC or NKFC?
You know what? It was a little hot, so maybe nuclear. So maybe NKFC. I'm sure it was South.
I'm sure
the chicken is not differentiated. I mean, what would be the difference between North and South Korea chicken? Maybe the policies?
Distinct different worldview? Possibly.
Global connectivity.
Yeah.
The South tastes like freedom.
Yeah, access to information.
Yeah, the North chicken, you know, spicy, but a little oppressive.
Yeah. So this hot dog club, I try not to think about because it makes me upset is we really fumbled when you came to Chicago.
Explain.
There was a game in Milwaukee that night. How we didn't realize that and hit both games is a travesty.
Which I would have done had the idea been presented to me.
I didn't even think to look. When you said you were coming to Chicago, what was that, April 6th? When you said you were coming to Chicago, or April 4th, I said, okay, I'll meet you there. And then I'll come back and work. I didn't even think to look, hey, is there a Brewers game that then I could have driven you up to and you could have flown out of here? I mean, you could have stayed at my crib.
You hesitated there for a second.
Well, I was going to call it pad, and then I wanted to get favor with, you know, cooler people than me.
I understood that reference.
But wouldn't that have been something? Not only did we hang out, what if you, like, slept under my roof? That'd be a whole new experience.
Well, I've slept under a roof before, not a rough, but, you know, cool.
Roof? Rough?
Ruh-roh.
My co-host and I, we had to share a hotel room at this. We went to this morning show.
Oh, boot camp. What kind of show do you think this is?
we had to go to this morning show boot camp, and we were like the only guys from a sports radio station there. But it was a free trip, and we were in a hotel room, but we were uncomfortable. The room had a bed. It had two beds. But we were so uncomfortable around each other that we didn't even feel comfortable sleeping next to each other in different beds. So there was also a couch on like the far end of the room, and I slept on the pullout couch. And we used that other bed for like just our luggage and stuff.
That is insane behavior.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I went on a football trip with one of my buddies, and you know, you pack the hotels, you got two guys, and I woke up, I had my leg wrapped around him. He's like,
I'm going with a young, attractive guy.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. It just happened, man. It just happened.
How about a guy who can fill two different holes?
None of that. All right.
I don't judge.
Yeah, me neither. Mike is in Hamburg, New York. We've got a lot going on here. None of it interesting. Mike's going to save us. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good, Mike. What's up?
Well, I want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about the Bills, even though they're my okay. favorite team. I'm going to talk about Shedeur Sanders. He is dropping, and he's going to drop out of the first round, or he's going to end up getting picked late in the first round, and it's going to be a trade down by the Bills, Washington, possibly Kansas
Philly?
City as well.
Kansas City?
One of those three teams. But if it's the Giants that come up, it's going to be the Bills. If it's Cincinnati that comes up, it's going to be the Bills. But it could also be the Saints. But if those three teams do not come back into the first round, Shedeur Sanders is going to drop out of the first round into the late second round. And here's
why.
The reason.
Yeah, why do you believe this, Mike?
Well, number one, he's not a real athletic quarterback. Number two, he doesn't have a strong arm. Okay. Number three, he's bringing a lot of drama with him, and you cannot do that as a leader of a team. And then lastly, I'm going to bring this up too, Brock Purdy. Although he's looking for a new contract, he's not worth anywhere near $60 million. They should pay him $25 to $30 million for a couple of years and then give him an additional $10 million with incentives. That's what I would do. So that's the end of it. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Thanks, Mike. Now, I don't know that Shedeur is bringing drama with him as much as he's Deion Sanders' kid, and so we're like, is that the drama he's bringing with him? I think Shedeur, on his own, has said and done a lot of the right things.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's not fair to say that Shador's bringing drama. He hasn't done anything. Yeah, he's a little, you know, a little confident, but good. You're a potentially franchise-saving quarterback. You should be confident in your abilities. It's a little too much. A little too much white noise behind this.
So where does he go? What are his weaknesses? What are his strengths? Maybe the arm strength isn't what you want it to be. Maybe the size isn't what you want it to be. Maybe he's not, you know, a great scrambler, although some of his better throws did come on the run. He is accurate. He does lead receivers well. I keep going back to what I say just with my eyes is that I've seen him do a lot of things that you can't coach, that you can't teach, but also you can't really teach body size. You are what you are. You can try to get stronger, but you are what you are. Let's not forget he had his jersey retired at Colorado. Okay. Pretty high achievement right there. So what would be more surprising? We'll put this as our Bart Winkler Show poll of the night, which doesn't exist, nor will it. But this is what it would be. What would be more surprising? If Shedeur fell out of the first round, or if the 49ers took a quarterback in the first round? getting multiple calls now on Brock Purdy, who showed up without a new contract at their offseason program. Brock Purdy, how much is he supposed to make? 50? Do we start the bidding at 50? Do we start at 55? Dak Prescott makes $60 million. Brock Purdy is not going to make more than that. You might think Brock Purdy's better than Dak Prescott. I don't. You might. You might be right. I might be right. But he's not going to get $60 million from the 49ers. 55? Seemed like he was on track for that for a while. Who makes 55? Joe Burrow? Josh Allen? He's not better than those guys. Jordan Love makes 55. Who would you rather have? I think it depends what part of the country we ask that question, honestly. Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy, who would you rather have? I think Brock Purdy might win that poll. Tua makes 53. Goff makes 53. Purdy can make as much as those guys. You know, where do you rank Purdy? Everybody's telling me for a year and a half that Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback. He should be an MVP last year, and now it's time to pay him, and nobody thinks that he should get paid. Couple things of that. First of all, quarterbacks are going to get paid. You can't do anything to stop it. At minimum, Brock Purdy is getting $45 million. At minimum. If the Niners sign him to a deal, I'll leave a window open in case they go bonkers and take a quarterback. Now, would Brock Purdy then hold out on the final year of his deal? If they drafted Shedeur Sanders at 11? They've got a ton of picks. They could make some moves. What if they brought in Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or whoever and said, win the job, Brock. Win the job, and we'll pay you. They just had a guy take them to the Super Bowl on a veteran minimum. They've lost, or not a veteran minimum, but the rookie contract. They've lost a lot of guys because the salaries were given out all over the place, and now they got to kind of regroup. Do they try to strike again? Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. In this scenario, they're not drafting Mr. Irrelevant. If Shedeur fell out of the first round, some of you seem to think that that might happen already. If the Niners took a quarterback, I don't know that I could think of anything shocking. Okay, shocking would be like if the Titans traded their pick, you know, or if they took Abdul Carter. That'd be pretty shocking. I don't think anything would shake up the landscape of the draft or the league as much as if the 49ers took a quarterback in the first round of this draft. And we can come up with wild scenarios for any team, sure. But with what's on the line, with what's at stake, with what they are seemingly going to do, what will probably happen is the Niners do sign Brock Purdy at some point. And he will be making no less than $45 million a year. And if you don't like that, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 quarterbacks make at least $45 million a year. And then the next batch are Matt Stafford at 40, who's 37. Geno's making 37, he's 35. Derek Carr's making 37, he's 34. Sam Darnold's making 33. Nobody trusts him. Is that the class Brock Purdy's in? Am I going to sit here and think Brock Purdy is overrated when you guys call him a future Hall of Famer, that he's going to be better than Joe Montana, and then you don't think he should make more money than Derek Carr? No. Two scenarios. Niners don't pay Brock, and they take a quarterback. There's about a 0.3% chance that happens. Or Niners pay Brock Purdy and it's at least $45 million. 99.7. 888-710-4ISN. We'll do caller fold coming up. Lakers-Timberwolves game getting a little tighter. We'll see what happens there. Much more to get to. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Cole or Fold every Tuesday on the Bart Winkler Show exclusively. Only. I ran out of synonyms for those two words on the Infinity Sports Network. Cole or Fold's basically buy or sell, but better because it's casino themed. And that's really it. And Bart, will start here. Here's Titans general manager Mike Bergonzi on what they're going to do with the first overall pick.
No, we've come to a consensus. The entire organization is to stay at that pick. And I guess you'll find out Thursday night who we pick.
Yeah, I don't need a guess. It's going to be Cam Ward. They're pretty much set at drafting him. But Bart, looking over the rest of the roster, there's a lot of holes. And there's really a lack of high-end talent. Not to be disparaging, but come on. Their best player is probably Jeffrey Simmons. Nobody else excites me. What are you, Tony Pollard, who barely cracked 1,000 yards. Calvin Ridley, I forgot he was on a team, barely cracked 1,000 yards as well. So they got a lot of holes. Bart, I ask you, call or fold? The Titans would be better off trading the number one overall pick.
I don't know. A couple of people have brought that up tonight, huh? Who's trading up to it? Somebody that wants Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter? Because that's what's interesting is no, I don't think anybody would trade up to get Cam Ward, right?
Would I don't know Giants about that. I think the Saints could be desperate enough.
And the Saints. Sometimes a guy becomes so synonymous with the team before he's already drafted that we just assume, like, they want him and nobody else. But
right.
Is Cam Ward good? Cam Ward, there might be a difference between we've got the number one overall pick, let's take Cam Ward. And Cam Ward's the number one overall pick, I need to take him. You know, there might be a difference there.
For everybody else that forgot, I'm going to give you the rules. Bart needs to either call this, which is buy, fold this, which is sell, or raise, which he never does, which is really, really buy it.
What about taking a long time to come up with an answer?
I have no sounder for that.
I am going to fold.
Fold.
Yeah, I believe in Cam Ward. I don't know how much I believe in him, but when you have this spot in the draft and you need a quarterback, I think you should take the quarterback. If it doesn't work out and they wind it here next year, take Arch Manning or another one of these guys. But I think they should take Cam Ward.
I believe in Cam Ward also. I just don't believe in the Titans. They're going to screw this up. All right, let's go to good news for 49ers fans and Fantasy Dynasty owners everywhere. Christian McCaffrey reported for the first day of San Francisco's offseason program, and all indications are he has zero restrictions and ready to go after another injury-plagued season. Also, despite not having a new contract, Brock Purdy also reported for volunteer workouts. Let me remind everybody, the Niners finished 6-11, and they missed the playoffs one season after losing the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, who will not make the playoffs this year. Let me reiterate, that is my take. I hear anybody else say that, I'm coming after you. Or at least my lawyers are. Bart, call or fold. The 49ers will win the NFC West.
I will fold that.
Fold.
We did a Bartometer recently where of all the last place teams, they're the most likely last place team to take first place, but I don't think that that means they take first place. I think that they're in a position here where the Rams should be more competitive. We'll see what the Seahawks do. Cardinals are going to be 8-9. We know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the Niners are... I don't know that they know what they want to do. Purdy should have been extended already. McCaffrey, he can come back. Maybe I should just pretend like last year didn't happen. But it did. He was supposed to play week one, and then he didn't. And then he didn't play until November, and he looked not good in four games. So I don't know that he's going to bounce back. I don't think they win the division. And they could still make the playoffs. Okay, we'll see. But I don't think they win the division.
I'm having a hard time thinking who will win that division. The Rams?
I think the Rams. The Rams.
Okay. I don't think they're great, but... So they traded away Cooper Kupp, or they cut him, whatever the hell they did with Cooper Kupp. He's in Seattle now. It's Puka, it's Matt Stafford, it's Kyron Williams is on his last legs there in terms of his deal, because I don't think they're going to re-sign him. Is there much to be excited for on the offensive side? Defensively, I like what they got. You know, they got some pieces there. I actually think the 49ers can win this division.
I'd still like to see them. Now, if anyone comes out with this take ever, then we can certainly think about plagiarizing, because I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan should trade jobs for a year.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of people showing up to volunteer workouts, Kirk Cousins decided to drop by for Atlanta's first day back. Cousins right now is the backup to Michael Penix after he got benched last season, and the Falcons have no desire to trade him. They owe him a bunch of money, and his cap hit's going to hurt. So I ask you, call or fold? Kirk Cousins will end next season as a Falcon.
Fold.
Fold.
I think he might get traded back to Minnesota. You know what Kirk Cousins is?
Besides being rich?
Kirk Cousins is Avatar. He makes all this money. Nobody ever sees him. He's not in the playoffs. He has no pop culture relevancy. And yet, he's like the richest thing to ever happen. When one of your friends has ever been to you and like, hey, you watching any good movies lately? Avatar. But it makes $600 billion. Who is watching this thing? And why are there six of them still yet to be made? Kirk Cousins, all this money. One playoff win? Kirk Cousins this. Kirk Cousins. Who cares? Does it matter? Does it actually matter where Kirk Cousins plays? Is there any place in the NFL where he could play and it could matter?
Cleveland.
It wouldn't even matter. They wouldn't do any different. Like, what, they got Joe Flacco? I'd rather have Joe Flacco. They're not doing any better with Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins war is zero. Wins over replacement. Just a flat zero. He doesn't do it. He does not move the needle at all. Bold. He will get traded, though. He will.
Got it. Just let me be the Kirk Cousins of the sports industry. You forget I exist, but I just have loot hand over fist. I die happy. The Warriors are up one game in their series with the Rockets, and the Clippers and Nuggets are tied with a game apiece. Two notable players are Golden State's Jimmy Butler and LA's James Harden. Both guys have had great careers, put up incredible numbers. Exactly zero titles between the two of them. Both guys are also 35 years old. Call or fold, this is James Harden's and Jimmy Butler's last chance to win a title.
Oh, I will probably call that.
Cold.
I think it's going to be tough for these guys to get to that point. Now, Doug Gottlieb, my dear friend in Green Bay, he reposted a clip from Stephen A. Smith earlier this season, where Stephen A. Smith said on First Take that James Harden and the Clippers are never going to win. And then Doug Gottlieb put that clip with four emojis of hands covering face because the Clippers got one win in the series against the Nuggets. I think, Doug, what they were saying was, win a finals. I don't think you can victory lap Stephen A. Smith for that take after one game. Now, I have not responded yet to a February 8th direct message I got from Doug after I was riding him hard on Twitter. And then he said, sorry you couldn't make it to Radio Row. We play games Friday and Sunday. Let me know if you'd like a ticket. I never responded. So that's where that is right now.
Yeah, you guys should just fight at this point.
Do you think he'll be in Green Bay for the draft? I will be.
I mean, he better be. Because otherwise, what kind of half sports person is he? Yeah. Is he too busy running skirmishes, running basketball practice that he can't make the NFL draft?
Now, then again, I also coach. I had a practice tonight with my U6 soccer team. Does that take me away from the radio?
Clearly.
People are wondering.
I don't know how
you find time to. Has this show suffered tonight because I coached a practice?
If anybody's listening for the first time, they're probably saying yes.
People are fair to ask because I took on coaching, just like Doug. People are fair to ask.
Yeah, we had this pegged all wrong. You two are doing the Lord's work.
Yes,
I, for one, am glad of your coaching prowess.
I'm actually following in Doug's footsteps.
I'm sure he'll be glad to know that. All right, last one here. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has stated his desire to expand to 32 teams by 2029. However, I got a problem with a few owners who can't even do right by their current cities. I'm looking at you, Bob Nutting. It's incredibly pathetic when the Cubs fan cares about the Pirates fan. The A's already forced themselves out of Oakland, but in a hilarious turn of events, we really have no idea if or when the A's are going to go to Vegas. And the Tampa Bay Rays are playing in Yankees minor league stadium, George Steinbrenner Field. So we have like displaced teams all over the place. But I will just say this for a caller fold. Bart, caller fold, Nashville will receive a major league baseball team before Las Vegas.
I am going to say, I'm going to say full.
Full.
You know where the A's are going to end up? I'll tell you where the A's are going to end up. They're going to end up in Salt Lake City. That's where they're going to end up. Now, I know there's a group. Give me a call on that one.
Cole.
I knew you'd see it my way.
Yeah, there's never going to be Major League Baseball in Las Vegas. Ever. I look at these MLB standings. If you guys want to be mad for like no reason, go to any website that has the MLB standings. And it says like, here, let me go to this site and look at the MLB standings. West, AL West. Texas Rangers, 13-9. Los Angeles Angels, 11-10. Seattle Mariners, 12-11. Houston Astros 12-11, Athletics 10-12. Why does that piss me off so much? It's dumber than Washington football team. It's dumber than Utah Hockey Club. It's dumber than those. The whole thing makes me mad. And you brought up the Pirates. We talked about the Pirates a little last week. Bob Nutting tried to play hero. Did you hear about this?
No, because I don't care about Bob Nutting.
Bob Nutting tried to play hero. So I want to at least try to give both sides of the story when we come back. Nutting tried to play hero, yeah.
All right, I'm waiting with bated breath. And that is caller fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
All right. Are the basketball games done tonight? Because that's when I turn on hockey. Looks like the Lakers.
Lakers just took care of their business. So I'm also doing the same thing, flipping over to my local hockey listings.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot of hockey on the show until the final hour when the basketball games are done. And I'm not trying to be like mean or a jerk. I'm just being honest. That's when I turn on hockey. Although, are the Brewers still on? Yeah, they're up big. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Pirates had a big game over the weekend, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't know who they played or if they won. That's not relevant to this story. What's relevant is that the Pittsburgh Pirates had a little bit of an all-fan giveaway. And by all-fan giveaway, I mean 20,000 people. It was a Paul Skeens Rookie of the Year bobblehead. And that's a big day. You know, bobbleheads, they made their comeback. And then I think people kind of got over it, but I think they're kind of back into it again. I can never tell. It's like, who knows? But they had 20,000 of them to give away. Now, I know that we just talked last week that there's about 8,000 people a night that have been going to PNC Park to watch these games, but it's early in the season. Weather's not warm yet. But the park holds 38,747. And they had a fan giveaway of 20,000 people on a Saturday. Typically, the best all-fan giveaways are held on days where you don't think you're going to get the big crowd, so then you give them a reason to make sure they come to that game. Pirates tweeting at about 2:30, right before the game, because lines, people were trying to get this thing. There were lines that flooded over the bridge all the way back in the downtown. The Pirates tweeting, "We know how unique today's Paul Skeens Rookie of the Year bobblehead giveaway is and how popular it is for our fans. We don't want any fan who attended today's game to not receive one. Any fan who scanned into today's game after the first 20,000 bobbleheads were given away will be sent an electronic voucher. Distribution details will be finalized and announced soon." Now, why did they do this? Well, Dan Zangrilli at 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Dan. Says, "I'm told Bob Nutting drove in today and saw the lines wrapping around the ballpark for blocks, and he demanded the Pirates organization works on a plan to make sure that all fans, not just the advertised 20,000, receive a Skeens bobblehead." So Bob Nutting, Pirates owner, who we've been wondering, is he trying to pull a John Fisher here? Demoralize your fan base. Hijack the team out of town. Drove in, saw the lines, and said, "My heart is growing three sizes this day. We're going to make sure all these fans get a bobblehead." Here's my question. Why were you capping it at 20,000 to begin with? Your stadium holds 38,747. Why are we just doing 20,000? Why are we doing first 20,000? And could this be an opportunity to pile on the Pirates owner? It could. But I instead am going to pile on everybody. Because a lot of teams are doing this. And I don't quite understand it. Now, the Brewers just had Peanuts Night. They had a Franklin bobblehead in a Brewers jersey. I've gone on Sesame Street Night to get the Elmo bobblehead. My son broke it immediately when we got home because he thought it was a stuffy. He was like three. I still have it. It's just the head snapped off. But that's like, buy a special ticket package. That's one thing. That's an entirely different thing. A lot of these ballparks are doing these fan giveaways where it's like, first 20,000 people get this. First 15,000 people get this. What? How is that a winning strategy? So that you can get to the ballpark sooner? If you're going to do a giveaway, people are going to buy tickets because they want to get the giveaway item. If you're going to cap it at so many, what you're going to do is create long lines. people aren't going to get in any earlier. They're not going to be able to tailgate or frequent whatever businesses are around. So you're going to dilute that. They're going to be angry they're in line so long. Then if you've got them in line so long and then they get in and they don't get the item, they're going to be even more pissed off. So what is the point of these fan giveaways being capped, especially if you're going to turn around and then, guys, this is Bob Nutting. I demand that we figure out a way to give all these fans a bobblehead that I had a role in capping at 20,000 to begin with. What a hero. What a hero. There was another story. I think it was the same day. It was the same day where there were Pirates fans selling, chanting, sell the team, sell the team. You could hear it on the broadcast.
One ball, one strike. Manzardo.
And then you hear it disappeared.
Leading off the seventh.
Then it disappeared. It didn't disappear because they stopped chanting it. The broadcast muted it on purpose. So, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. What the hell are we doing over there in Pittsburgh? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.